We wanted it for a teacher to be able to look at their existing curriculum and see the alignment and bring in these technology skills.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's bonus episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If you're used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes, you are in for a treat. This is a special bonus episode of the podcast in partnership with Skills for Innovation. Just like on Tuesdays, these bonus episodes are designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. And if we mention something you'd like to check out, you'll find the link to it in the show notes. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the links and resources from today's episode. This episode is sponsored by Intel Skills for Innovation, who are reimagining education with technology at its core. For educators and administrators looking to inspire and empower, Intel SFI offers cutting-edge and free resources to revolutionize learning experiences and prepare students for the fourth industrial revolution. They offer a suite of resources tailored to build future-ready skills and prepare students for a rapidly evolving world, including their specially curated starter packs and comprehensive professional development programs. Visit skillsforinnovation.intel.com today to learn more. Today's episode is titled Preparing Students for the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and I chat with Snow White, Director of U.S. Education Sales Strategy and Strategic Programs at Intel North America. If you're curious about how to infuse skills related to the fourth industrial revolution to content students are already learning, like core content curriculum, then this episode is for you. Let's dive into the conversation. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to chat with you today. But before we get into our big topic around the fourth industrial revolution, would love for listeners to understand a bit more about your role in education. What does your day-to-day look like?
So my role in education, so I'm as a former educator. So started out as a teacher, and I have just been in the education industry doing a variety of different things, from owning a business that specializes in teaching kids ages 3 to 15 technology skills and relating it to real-world experience, problem-based learning, to working at Dell as their senior education strategist. And then just recently, I came over to Intel to lead their education sales strategy for North America. My day-to-day is every day is something new. That's what I can tell you. It's been wonderful seeing the shift of the conversations around AI and hearing the impact that it's making in instruction and the exciting possibilities. So I have a lot of conversations with our customers that are in our school districts looking at what does this look like, to our partners, our hardware partners like Dell, Lenovo, HP, and others, on what kind of technology are they developing and how can we collaborate together so that it's going to be an ecosystem to really make this work. And so the software, the technology companies, us inside that are the components inside, how do we work together to make this a great experience for education?
And having your perspective as we dive into this big topic today is so important. All the things that you're seeing in your roles that you've experienced in prior roles. And today we're talking about preparing students for the fourth industrial revolution. Could you give us a brief overview of that concept, the fourth industrial revolution, and its significance for K-12 education?
Sure. So some people may be new to the fourth industrial revolution. So I'll take us back to like the first, you know, industrial revolution. As you think about steam and the locomotive, that's the one thing that people, that comes to your mind when you think about that first one. And then we shifted into the second one, and that really had more of a theme around electricity. And then we shifted to third, which is more the computing. So the computers and our mobile phones and the social media that was emerging. And now we're in the fourth industrial revolution. And this is really having a focus on intelligence. And so when I talk about the intelligence, think about autonomous robotics, drones, simulation and modeling. Some people are familiar with Internet of Things, We also have our AI machine learning, another big one in the fourth industrial revolution. And then you also think about your XR. So VR, mixed reality, MR, augmented reality, AR. So those are some of the components of the fourth industrial revolution. Well, the impact that it's having on education is that we know these are skill sets that kids are going to need to know when they enter the workplace. The workplace is continuing to adapt. And so we need to make sure we're adapting the education that they're receiving. And so where our challenge is, though, is when we talk to educators and I say, how many are teaching about Internet of Things in their classroom? Not many hands are raised. They know that it's important, but they just don't have the content to bring that into their classroom right now.
And that's so important, right? You might know something is essential, but making that next step to execute on it, right? Or to put it into practice. And I know, you know, just this morning, as we're talking today, I was working with a group of educators unpacking what's possible with generative AI, right? And we're trying to wrap our heads around these big topics, but also make sure they're applicable, right, to the learning environments that we're in. So how do you see the fourth industrial revolution shaping future career opportunities for today's student, particularly in the STEM fields?
Yeah, so it, you know, I'll tell a story. And this was one that really it has stuck with me. And there was a school district and the superintendent was asking the valedictorian, how do you feel about your education in the district? And she said, I loved my teachers. I loved the experience and the memories. The part that I am sad about, though, is the district didn't prepare me to work in the city that I live in, because it's a very high-tech city. And it was very eye-opening for the district administrator saying, how are we preparing our students? And so this is where we need to pause and reflect on what does our education look like? What is the profile of a graduate look like in the district? Mm-hmm. And are we meeting the needs of where we want our students to work? And so if there's not an alignment, like this student was saying, is then how do we shape it? How do we give teachers the professional development that's easy to understand? Because fourth industrial revolution those are some hard concepts.
Yeah.
I don't think I could even go and say, let's teach about Internet of Things without, you know, a team of experts coming together and saying, how is this applicable to a second grader? How is this applicable to a ninth grader? How is this real world? And so making sure that the content that we're seeing in fourth industrial revolution is brought down early on so that when they do graduate, it just comes naturally. And when they go into the workplace, they're able to easily adapt to that new world.
Yeah. And just as you mentioned, the framing of this for different student populations, understanding where they're at, what is important to them, what their experiences are like. And that could involve, right, so many different components, right, like some of the ones that you mentioned. So what are some of the key technologies that are associated with this fourth industrial revolution? And how can they be integrated effectively into that K-12 curriculum?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously AI is on top of everyone's mind of one of the technologies that we're talking about. We're seeing it, you know, increase rapidly in the conversations and how do we bring it into the school and how do we teach it, not only how to use it, but how do we become designers of AI? And same thing with machine learning, data science. And something that Intel was committed to do is, instead of just talking about this is a problem, is how do we help solve that problem? And so one of the initiatives that Intel has created is called Intel Skills for Innovation. Mm-hmm. And what it's doing is not only does it have professional development of all of different levels for teachers, and it's not just the how-to, but it's really focusing on the pedagogy. How do you bring these new skill sets into your classroom? But then we also heard from teachers is that, okay, this is good, the professional development is good, but what's like a lesson that would make sense to teach for that sixth grader, bringing in these new technologies from fourth industrial revolution? And so we created what we call starter packs. And the reason it's called a starter pack is that we want teachers to have experience using these technologies and integrating it into their core content areas. That was a really big piece for us, is that as a teacher, there's so many times you go, oh, just one more thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I'll add that. Okay. I don't know where in the time I'm going to do this in my day, but let's add that on there. We did not want Skills for Innovation to be like that. We wanted it for a teacher to be able to look at their existing curriculum and see the alignment and bring in these technology skills. So the main skill sets we have for the starter packs is programming and coding, data science, modeling and simulation, and AI and machine learning. Also, the mindsets that we incorporate in there is design thinking and computational thinking. Mm-hmm. And again, those two areas are not new to educators, but then we brought it into that core content.
Yeah.
An example that I like to give is Macbeth. So my daughter, they read Macbeth in her, mm-hmm. in her class. And so one of the starter packs is teaching the students how to create a chatbot. And so there's the software that they use called Pencil Code. Mm-hmm. They learn the mechanics of creating the chatbot. But the way it brings in or ties into that core content is you're going to answer the questions. If someone asks a question in your chatbot, it needs to answer as Lady Macbeth would answer. Mm-hmm. And so it's given a little bit of twist there. And so as a teacher, I'm like, wow, I don't have to give a test on Macbeth. I'm going to bring in this chatbot activity and I'm going to check for mastery this way. So if I ask a question and I can see how they answered, not only am I testing, you know, do they know the content of Macbeth, but then also the technology skills involved to create that chatbot. So That's an example of how we're trying to introduce these skills at an age-appropriate level.
I love that connection to something that I think people might know from their own experience, right, as a student, or even if they're teaching ELA, right, something really concrete like that, that might not have an obvious, on the surface, if you haven't done it before, connection to this conversation or this type of technology. But what a fantastic way to infuse, right, two different areas together where you're accomplishing your traditional important, right, curriculum goals alongside these pieces that, you know, we can all speak to the importance of, right, these key technologies that are associated with the fourth industrial revolution. So I want to ask you about another area of instruction or instructional practice, project-based learning, PBL, right? Mm-hmm. This is a powerful instructional approach. How can PBL be used to help students understand and engage with the concepts of the fourth industrial revolution?
Yeah. So PBL, you know, has been around for a long time. And I'm still a true believer in when you bring in that project-based learning piece, it makes it easier to apply it to real world. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great way to introduce them to fourth industrial revolution and those skill sets and saying, okay, how is IoT, you know, real world to me, or how is AI and machine learning real world to me? And so it makes it authentic whenever they're learning about that specific industrial revolution area or that skill set. It makes it authentic for them. And then they can look at it as saying, okay, I'm in sixth grade and I'm learning this skill. I'm going to create a project around it. And then where I like where it takes it further is that not only do you have the inquiry and revision piece of it, but then you're also going to look at your own community. How can I use this new knowledge that I have and be able to apply it to something around me? And I really feel like whenever they're able to apply it, you know, after they learn it and then they apply it, that knowledge stays with them. It builds a resilience of keep going and learning. And then it stays with them longer on why was this meaningful to me? And I know even from my own schooling that when I had project-based learning opportunities, I still remember those projects. I still talk about them and the impact it made on me and the feeling that I had on making an impact when it was outside of my classroom too.
And just that impact, right, that buy-in that a student has when they are affecting change in some way, right? It's such an authentic experience. It's memorable. It makes so many connections right across different skill sets that a teacher may want them to have experience with. And, you know, Snow, you mentioned a little bit about the Intel Skills for Innovation program. And I want to make sure that listeners have a full picture of what's possible there. You know, what does it offer teachers and students?
Yeah, so it is a platform, and that has, like I said, it has a professional development piece. So there's over 120 hours of professional development in there. But I don't want people to get overwhelmed going, oh my goodness, I'll never make it through all of that. It's taught in small courselets, small like 2-hour courselets. And what's nice too is as you complete modules, then you get a certificate and you can get a badge that you can put in social media. Some of our districts that we work with, they received stipends when they sent in their certificates. They also received continuing education units. So there's different ways that districts can reward their teachers. So not only are the teachers able to gain these new skill sets and competencies to help them facilitate higher order thinking skills, but sometimes districts will do some other rewards for them. So there's the professional development piece, and then there's the starter packs that I was talking about earlier, where it's bringing in those fourth industrial revolution skill sets and mindsets. We align it to learning standards. There are technology learning standards such as ISTE that we align it to. But then, you know, we also have our Common Core. We have some state specific standards that we have aligned it to, such as taxes. And then we've aligned it to even the computer science standards. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be uploading those onto the platform soon so that as a teacher can actually download a starter pack and see exactly which standard it is aligned to. Because I know as an educator, we're always having to put, you know, what standards are we teaching for this day? And we want to make it easy for them so that they can see what that looks like. And when they go through the starter pack, they are able to teach those lessons. By March, we'll have around 100 starter packs. We keep adding new ones. Like we just recently added some ones that included ChatGPT because that's very popular. Yeah, so it's the starter packs are always evolving. And we also have a way for teachers to create their own starter packs. So there's, you know, new materials constantly coming. But what we love about it is that when they have that experience, then the goal is the teacher's like, okay, that wasn't so scary. Let me try it on my own. And then they keep incorporating it. It's similar to like, I remember introducing technology into classrooms for the very first time. And it was taught more in a silo. But now we think about technology as it's in math, it's in language arts, it's in science. We use it everywhere. And that's really where we at Intel see skills for innovation and then the skills that we see in fourth industrial revolution. How do we bring those skill sets and have it permeate through all the subject areas all throughout the day, and instead of it being thought of as teaching it in a silo?
And that's such an important point for us today to think about this as an integrated part of what we're doing, right? And something that feels really big, like the fourth industrial revolution, right? And preparing students to tackle this new set of skill set. I just really appreciate not only you sharing such practical, ready-to-use resources, which is a huge part for anyone who wants to get started, but also, you know, sharing these stories of what it looks like in action and what it might look like in someone's classroom or for a coach who's listening and wants to, right, provide those resources and context. I think just so helpful. So I want to make sure I know the links will be ready for anyone who's listening. They can click and learn more about all the things in the show notes or in the summary, wherever they're listening to this episode. But maybe just shouting out for anyone who's on the move as they listen to this, where can people connect with you? Where can they learn more about the program and learn more about your work?
Sure. So I would love to hear from everyone, anyone who's listening and they do have more questions or you just want to say hello. So I'm on LinkedIn and it's just Snow White at LinkedIn, or if you just search for Snow White. And so we'll be there and we'll make sure we have the exact links. And then on Twitter, I am Snow White EDU. Education is my passion. I love it. I love talking about it every day, obviously, as we've been talking about it today. So that's me on Twitter. And then if you want to see some of the latest developments, so we have an ambassador community. So we have some of our teachers who have submitted their lessons and shown how they're using the starter packs, and they've become ambassadors, Skills for Innovation ambassadors for us. And they've come to trade shows. We just had TCA just recently, and we had one of our ambassadors there talking to other educators about how she's been using the Skills for Innovation. So to follow us on LinkedIn, it's hashtag Intel SFI. And then we also have our website. We have videos and competency mapping and some other resources around Intel Skills for Innovation. And that's at skillsforinnovation.intel.com. And you can see so much more information about that, about the program at that website.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Snow. I will make sure to link out to everything so people can jump in and learn more about these resources.
Thank you so much for the time. This was a pleasure, and happy to talk about it and spread the word about Skills for Innovation.
It was so much fun chatting with Snow today. And let's finish up today's episode like we always do with a few key points to make this EdTech easy. The fourth industrial revolution is shaping future career opportunities for students. Project-based learning, PBL, can be used to help students understand and engage with the concepts of the fourth industrial revolution. Ready-to-use lessons can help you bring these ideas into classrooms. Remember, you can find the show notes and full list of resources from this episode by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast. That's where you'll find all the ways to connect with the team at Skills for Innovation Program. A big thank you to today's sponsor, Intel Skills for Innovation. Ready to transform the educational experience with Intel Skills for Innovation? Visit skillsforinnovation.intel.com today to step into a world of possibilities. Sign up now using the free code MONICA to unlock exclusive access to their comprehensive resources. You'll get access to over 70 lesson packages and more than 120 hours of professional development. Visit skillsforinnovation.intel.com and use the code MONICA for free access to a wealth of resources. This March will celebrate 5 years of the Easy EdTech podcast, and it's coming up quick. To help celebrate, I'm hoping you can do us a favor. Leave a rating or review for the podcast wherever you're listening today. Spotify will let you tap on the stars, and Apple Podcasts will let you also tap on the stars and leave a 1 or 2 sentence review. A big thank you in advance for helping us get ready to celebrate this March. I've already seen some new ratings and reviews come through since we started this early birthday celebration.